Thank you again from the Australian Patriots, mate. It's great to have you on here. We love hearing from you, and yeah, we're on this battle that's very hard to make sense out of, SG, but we know what's coming. It's a pretty crazy weekend, maybe. We can talk about that in a minute. So how are you, and how have you been since we last met, you know, probably 4 weeks ago? And yeah, how's your life been?
Well, my friend, it's been blessed and productive and absolutely explosive in this area that we're talking about. We are seeing a sort of a narrative shift happening before our eyes in real time. This is going to be a very interesting year. 2023, the year of the Chinese water rabbit, the last Chinese water rabbit year falling in 1963, which is the same year that President John F. Kennedy was taken from the earth. Year of the rabbit, year of the rabbit hole, year of discovery, a year of follow the white rabbit, a year of learning. Several mystics throughout the centuries predicting that 2023 would be a year of reckoning for mankind. It would be a year of reckoning for the earth. We're in for a very exciting, but a very bumpy ride.
Yeah, we can see that in Australia, SG. We've just had, now we've had a thing in Queensland, I don't know if you know about it, but they're trying to push this oxymoron sovereign citizen and then, you know, label us as terrorists under this heading of a sovereign citizen, which is a total oxymoron, as you know. But what's happened here in Australia is, allegedly, I have to be very careful because it's hot over here at the SG at the moment for people like myself and a few others, but allegedly, they needed to, with their draconian laws and their past, they needed to get something over us, guys. So we had some friendly freedom fighters up on a property who had been fighting with the government over a few different things, you know what I mean, oil and gas, fracking and different things, pipelines and such. But these people also, we think, had some information on some, you know, young ones that were being maybe mistreated within our education system or something over here, SG. So these guys had rallied our government. We're asking for those documents now off a particular person, Mark Latham over here, who is being emailed at the time. And our viewers are putting pressure on this guy to actually get these documents out. But more or less, two cops died, three freedom fighters and a next door neighbour. No witnesses left. It was like allegedly a hit squad could have come in, you know what I mean, to maybe take people out, SG. Now what they done after that was they shot a shot across our bow is the freedom movement saying that, you know, oh, here they are, you know, these cop hating, you know, so I think you know where I'm going with that, SG. Where are we in this battle in this, you know, how hard are these guys going to come at people like myself and yourself now with their little psyops and, trying to create this oxymoron of we're sovereign citizens and, you know, we're anti-government, which we are, you know what I mean? Of course we're anti-government. The government's just screwing us, you know, so. Where do you think we sit? Because a lot of people in Australia are getting a little bit worried about it, SG, at this present time, you know?
Absolutely. And it is worth noting to, you know, be very smart at this stage in the game, because as we go through this year, this is the death knell. You know, a wild animal resists the hardest when it is cornered, but it does not fight the hardest until the life is actually fleeting from it. We're in that phase now. We just, here in the United States of America, we have watched them over the last few years lose control of the United States executive, with the vote with Kevin McCarthy recently, as and some of the proofs that we have that the commander in chief was involved in that, and that gentleman has been placed into submission, and is working for our side. We are watching them lose control of the second branch of the United States government, the Congress. Because of that loss of control, nothing will be able to stop a series of McCarthy-esque investigations. McCarthyism in the 1960s was sort of a scapegoat process to malign different individuals in protection of the deep state agenda. Some of them not squeaky clean, some of them more or less okay. All of them getting sort of screwed, if you will. As this particular situation develops, we have a new McCarthyism. We have a symbolic situation going on where investigations will be carried out against the deep state agenda, this time exposing them rather than seeking to cover them up. As we go through this process, they will have no choice but to deploy very desperate measures, and that will be all around the world. We're seeing those measures deployed with panic and haste in Brazil, the illegal Lula government detaining more than 1,000 people. At the same time that this is occurring localized areas in Brazil, we have the army actually standing in the way between federal police and protesters in different areas. I think that things like that are probably coming more to the United States and everywhere else also. As we go through this process, the sleepers and the normies are starting to come around to the fact that all is not really as it seems. We are not sort of, everything's not sort of business as usual. This isn't just a period of inflated prices and things will go back together or go back down or change or flow. With the election of, another U.S. president, for example, or another election cycle, things like that. We're going to see it get worse because it'll have to. They're going to have to attempt to preserve themselves. As we go through the end of this year and into next year, we're going to see, I think, some really serious revelations regarding military justice, criminality that's happened over the last, not only the last 2 years, but over the last 20 years. And I do believe that we're going to have some bioterrorism that's going to tie into some of these tribunals, both this year and tribunals that will continue through the end of this year and into next year. It's going to be a very busy time, and I would expect deep state assets in all areas, especially in Australia, to put forth those last moves that they have left in the book. So it is important to be very cautious going forward.
Okay, so we have these military tribunals that we've heard. Devolution seems like it could be on the way with McCarthy. Do you think that this devolution will this devolution as we see it, for your parliament over there, can you see that, the shotgun's in there and people are about to be cleaned out pretty hard? We've heard of three already. So do you see that that's going to happen? And will that be before the tribunals or after, in your opinion, SJ?
Unknown. The process of devolution is sort of on display right now for the United States government. The United States citizens are being shown essentially that they can reclaim control of the levers of power in their government, and that it is their mantle and their right to do so, and that they should do so. Moving forward, going through this process, all of the developed nations are going to be in a military law situation by the time it's all over. So we have to have sort of a coordinated push again, right? These people tend to roll things out worldwide simultaneously. So we've seen simultaneous election cheating in various areas all throughout the world. We're starting to see narrative prep for things like they have a new COVID variant, some Omicron variant, which is a very interesting but sort of irrelevant note for things out there. But we seem to have some narrative prep for that. So as we go through this process, we have devolution in the background running in the United States situation that is also running in other areas of the world. And I think we're going to see that come to the foreground as things become a little bit more, significantly more chaotic going forward. We have to crash this system so that we can come into the new way of life. We can't do that until we've brought down the levers of society in various communities everywhere. In order to do so without destroying society is sort of like a controlled implosion process, and that's what we're living through. It's beginning to accelerate now.
And it's a very different and difficult situation for a lot of people to be in. These guys have done it so well, SG. They broke us down. They've been very, very smart. And obviously they've had thousands of years to do this too, with you're the most evil character on the planet, you know, the devil. So these guys have really put into place, and we have got one hell of a fight, you know what I mean, coming up. You know, I believe we flip it over, but I believe when we flip it over, like you say, you know, we have a caged animal and it's not going to give up easy. You know, they have nowhere to go. And the more that we shine light, the more that we expose them and we continue to put pressure on our corrupt politicians, et cetera, we are shining light. Our biggest problem is the media. But we're getting around that now, especially here in Australia. We feel, you know, like we're onto the media now. You know, they pull out these things like they did in Queensland and straight away, you know, we got people onto it. You know, they're breaking it down. They're looking at it. We know really what's gone on. There's maybe, an, you know, with myself and our Telegram channel that we've got, the Great Southern Land Gathering, and my admins on there and the people, you know, involved with my page here, obviously, SG, we try and stay up to date with all this stuff. But we've had a guy over here called Carl Stefanovic, and you may not know of him, but, yeah, I'm going to use his name. It doesn't matter. Now, we had some pictures of Carl, and, you know, we would think that Carl's still around here doing stuff, but Carl's married to a family, okay? And then, you know, we have a picture that went on the internet, and it was of Carl not looking like he usually does. He usually looks pretty good, you know, and likes to have the gut muscle pulled in, and, you know, and we got this really bad sort of looking picture of Carl. And when it was traced back, we believe that it was taken at a place called Christmas Island. And now that would make sense because we track planes and stuff like that, and we know that we've seen planes go that northwest direction, but then trackers get turned off and we don't know where they're going from there. So we see a little bit of this, as in the US has been magnificent, like insane amount of air traffic, you know, no air traffic. It's just even the military is just like crazy. But our Christmas Island, do you know anything about it? And can you verify that it may be being used? Because Australia is actually, Terra Australis actually takes in, particular islands around, and this is their maritime law, SG. So we're wondering over here, because we've seen a bit of stuff, is that island part of the play in what's going on here?
From the bit of research that I've done where I've seen Christmas Island coming across things, it's not an association with activities or scenarios that are very flattering. Sort of like a Virgin Island situation, if you will. It's my suspicion that Christmas Island over there and a couple of the other islands in the South Pacific area, not very far from the Australia and New Zealand region of the world, are being used for exactly what we all think they're being used for. These individuals are really, really sick people. They're, they sort of stop at nothing to retain their hold on things, to retain their hold on power. And it's worth remembering, it's worth pointing out that even at the local community level, these individuals that are involved in this cabal, truly involved in this cabal, are occultists. They are part of a very deep, very old, a very sick practice of trying to maintain power in this world. And they go to these islands to do these heinous things so that they can be imbued with that energy, if you will, that sort of dark negativity that feeds into this spiritual matrix. It's the same as you know, spell work, if you will. They do these rituals on these islands to encourage, you know, the spiritual matrix further in their direction. And for the first time in history, we're seeing that no longer effective for them. It's not safe for them to go do that anymore. A number of domes and tunnels have been cleaned out and destroyed, and we have others that are happening even presently as we speak in different areas through North America, Central America, South America, and Europe. So to answer your question, I guess that's a long answer to your question, but my suspicion is Christmas Island is a very similar island to some of the hell holes in the Caribbean Sea.
Okay, we do feel that it could be using over here as being taken over and used as military tribunal. You know, these planes that we've seen have been going there are military that then turn off their transponders. Now, very funny that you just mentioned something on the East Coast out there, because we've also seen planes going out, and I won't mention that island because you didn't mention it. You probably know which one it is. It starts with an N. I'll half give it away. All right, but we've seen a lot of planes going out that way too that obviously then lose their transponders. So we're thinking that there could be a couple of places in the Pacific and where these things are going on. Now, we're seeing stuff happen SG, you know, but you know, we've been in this war for a long time and our people, I think every people around the world, you know what I mean, are tired and losing confidence in, you know, the so-called plan. You know, now I watch stuff behind the scenes and I'm very confident that, you know, things that are going on when you look at the queue drops, when you look at, we have a guy over here, SG, called, FCB Decode, Australian guy, been doing a bit of stuff in the States with your guys and that over there. Very good on his breakdowns and that, you know. And, the one I saw from him is just done actually shows that we're coming into the new year, on the Julian calendar, which would be, this Saturday. And we have Friday the 13th before that. So again, we're looking at these dates and no one can pick times and dates because we're in a war that changes all the time. As we know, we're on the offensive, defensive, you know, the alliance is trying to do their bit. But, yeah, to get back to that, Where do you think we are with that little situation there? Like, are we, you know, we got the upper foot there. You know, I remember you saying on a show that you believe we had, you know, 2/3 of the pie capsulated. You know what I mean? So when are we looking at that last third and what do you think's in play? You know what I mean? In those areas, SG?
Well, I guess the short answer to your question is yes, we have essentially 1/3 of the empire of the cities, if you will, that is left to bring down this arm of power and control throughout the world. You know, Washington DC represented the seat of Luciferian military power. This was, you know, if we talk about these three areas of society, we have the spiritual area, the religious order, if you will, throughout the world. We have the financial order throughout the world. And we have the economy, if you will, or power throughout the world, the distribution of power and control through economy and through military. Those last two comprise the last third that I was discussing in that file that you referenced. We have seen now very overt overtures for those out there following this movement that the financial arms of power and control have now been taken over at the very top, and a trickle down is coming. The religious order, the spiritual order throughout the world, the public facing church, if you will, in all denominations and disciplines, not simply a singular one. But now under our control with the announcement of the death of the Luciferian Pope in the background. As we go through the bring down, as we go through the capturing of this third arm, it's worth noting that this arm is probably the least capable of original thought, but is the most well-armed, the most dangerous. We have Five Eyes intel communities that have espionage and sleeper networks and secret weapons caches that have still not been identified or destroyed. We have the capability of rogue military assets, both in the United States military, but other militaries around the world. Sort of an internal power struggle, if you will, going on as they realize that their time is limited and those cells will activate as we go through this process. You know, you asked me how close, and regarding military tribunals, there are military tribunals going on in the Pacific Rim. I'm not privy really as to where that's occurring, but I know that there's at least two different islands that are being used. You know, this is a war for keeps, and this is the keeps portion of what we're going through right now. We're going to see a tremendous amount of fear porn and obfuscation, etc., from deep state assets in all governments everywhere, especially in Australia. You know, you all have a very powerful spirit. You all are very well awake. Those of you who are awake are very, very awake to what's going on, and that represents, you know, an enormous threat to them. They are losing these levers of control in governments all throughout the world. As we go through this, the fall and rebirth period, you know, FCB is talking about moving into the new year this weekend. I think this is a symbolic time. I have great respect for FCB's work. I think he does good stuff. You know, this is Friday the 13th coming up. This is a very symbolic day for this Luciferian agenda going back as far as the Knights Templar and the Dark Ages. A litany of really terrible things for humanity have happened throughout history on Friday the 13th. So will we see something really terrible happen to them on Friday the 13th? I think that's a very good possibility. I'm not making any hard and fast predictions, but that's a very good possibility. We know that, when this process is completely over, and it may take us a little bit, it may take us a year or two for this, but we know that when the process is over, or at the very least well underway, we're going to see some calendar flips. We're going to see some returns to sort of the celestial clock that we're supposed to be on. It's one of the things that the Gregorian calendar system and everything, the orders of dates and times that have come down from that, was used to, distract us or to conceal from us the true nature of various spiritual energies and when those energies were actually being imbued into the world. So as we go through this process into what is supposed to be the true new year, if you will, slightly offset from this Gregorian schedule, I think that we're going to learn a whole lot.
I hope we do. I've been telling our viewers we were going to have a great Christmas, and, that was put out in a few places, and I was keen to get on board with it because I had this feeling that we were, I had this thing in my belly going, yeah, Christmas is going to be okay for us guys. And what we started was a real lot of disclosure over SG, and it's been really good. But this spiritual bit that you talk about, SG, you picked up, years ago, I've listened to you, about the PEK. Now, a lot of our people, as I said, we're worn out, me myself, it's been a hard slog, man. We've been really fighting hard against these guys. We're copping it from all ways, but I'm using products now and I'm feeling, a lot better than I ever did. Actually, I'm back on top of my game in that, but we've got, this food stuff and this poisoning and, these things like they're doing with PEK and that. So, on our spiritual side, these guys have been having a major effect on us, even though unbeknownst to us. I believe that even if we're taking these things that these guys have been putting in our food chains, and I believe everything is, anything that's boxed or manufactured or processed is contaminated. That's my view on it, anything. So with these things that, we're having to deal with in the spiritual side, what advice, as a country, would it be better for us to get together, It's at some stage, maybe once a week. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here, but we need to deal with this spiritual side and how much it's been poisoned as well as our physical side, because the poisoning that they've been doing, apart from putting carcinogenics in our bodies and poisoning, they've been obviously trying to dumb down this spiritual side along with our pineal gland and the rest of the things that go with it. So crazy question, but advice to the Australians on this part of our life, because we're all doing it pretty tough, guy, like the rest of the world is. We're in this massive battle for, to win over evil.
My advice on the spiritual aspect of this and taking care of our spiritual body and our spiritual apparatus would be the same that I would give anyone, any good patriots anywhere in the world. Natural remedies are out there and they do exist for the decalcification and purification of things like the pineal gland, the various endocrine glands that go along with that process and that system. I've heard that basil tea, pine needle tea, a combination of basil and lemon soaked in water that is clean can be very, very refreshing and rejuvenating for the pineal gland. I can assure you that just from my own personal experience, citrus fruits combined with water that's not poisoned, not contaminated water can be very rejuvenating for, the peacefulness of the mind, the body. The body enjoys things that are healthy. The body wants us to do more of the things that are healthy. It's why we feel with, we have such vitality and feel we feel so much better when we have good quality food, good quality water, things of this nature. Regarding taking care of ourselves, yes, trying to get away from this matrix food, the more that you can grow on your own within the confines of whatever the legal scaffolding is around you is the better option for you. My wife grew up on something called well water here in the United States of America. It was water that was simply dug into the property that she lived on as a child. she has routinely, ever since we met many years ago, routinely discussed this difference, this remarkable difference in her upbringing, her experience with what water was up until about 15 years old when she began to, go on events for school, things of this nature, be around water supplies that were really contaminated. The better access that you have to, good quality, poison-free, resources for your body and for your mind, you should absolutely pursue those to the best of your abilities. We have physical apparatuses that have been subdued by what the cabal has done to us, and that has affected our ability to interact with our spiritual matrix. The pineal gland is the seat of the, I don't want to get too caught up in terminology. It is the baseline for which your interaction with the all that is happens in a mental level. You have the ability to, I hate to use the term project, but you have the ability to tap into a much broader, much wider, much more expansive reality. You have the ability to have broad view. You have the ability to have a perspective that oversees the things that are important in your life. You have the ability to tap into wisdom. You have the ability to consult the Almighty for clarity and actually be able to feel that clarity. One of the things growing up as a child of faith here in the United States of America, you would constantly hear from the mainstream faith communities that, quote, God has this, or quote, God's got this. But in the same veins, in the same voices, these same individuals during their suffering would cry out and would wonder why no one was hearing them or why they didn't feel like they were hearing anything back. That is a product of the system that we live in. We have the ability to discern these things. When you hear things spiritually, it's not the same as you're hearing them acoustically. They resonate very deeply in your soul. They provoke very intense mental imagery, sometimes lucid dreaming. People compare it to lucid dreaming and things of that nature. Very compelling, very clear, very straightforward messages. But we can't sort of tap into these messages being given to us by that higher source, that higher power, if we're all clogged up, if you will. And that's how we've been as a human race all of our lives and for many thousands of years. So I guess that's the long answer to your question, but to come back around, the more holistic you can do within the confines of what you're working with, in your particular area of the world, the better that you are.
Yeah, well, our waters certainly are very well poisoned over here, SG. We've had people very close to us in the freedom movement that have done the tests on it. There's only one water. We buy it in 5-liter containers, and it's the only thing that's really all the bottled water. Everything is all poisoned. When you do the electrolysis test on it and find out the metals and that are in it, it's just incredible. That's your bottled water. That's everything. It's insane. But we've got something here, SG, just from one of the viewers, and I take it that Project Blue Beam is part of their climate change kicker to get everyone to run to a one world government and do this because it's going to be if they get it and it goes off, it's going to be sensational because we know what they can do with this stuff. It is wild, but we also know that they could make things look like a alien attack and then have things going off on the ground, to make it look like the rays are coming down, the explosions hit, and it could be chaos, if these guys get away with what they want. But someone's just put in here, do you think that it could be a scare event? Is the dome coming down? Now, that sort of sits with, yourself, I'd imagine, SG. I know a little bit about you. So We wouldn't like to see the dome coming down, but would they try and pull some sort of stunt like this with their blue beam project when we get near the end of this thing, SG?
That's an interesting theory, and it's not the first time that I've heard it put forth. That would be absolutely wild for the normies and the sleepers to witness. Project Bluebeam is, I believe that it's already being deployed and that it's going to be deployed more. First used on a mass scale on 9/11/2001, very effectively, tied into all of the broadcasting outlets, all of the cinema, all of the media that was covering that event that day, Bluebeam projected, into the minds of, man and was used even in a holographic projection for individuals that were in, New York City on the ground. They believed that they witnessed aircraft, flying into these buildings. And yet just recently, I put up a video showing a bona fide footage of the towers that day with no aircraft in sight. And there are many other video angles showing that as well. The ability to create an incredibly realistic hologram and then allow that to be sort of carried forth to the masses to roll with a particular mental narrative is how they've maintained control all through our lives. Bluebeam is a compilation of highly advanced image projection and light-based technology that can provide a very compelling image in front of our face and that image be completely not real. I think that we're going to see that deployed more. You mentioned an alien invasion. I've heard different people along the way say things like that. That's possible. I don't know if that's 100% for or against what will happen with that, but that's extremely possible. The narrative sort of does exist for something like that between movies like Independence Day and Alien versus Predator and things of this nature. They've been sort of preparing the narrative for a long time to encounter other sentient life, but they've always sort of conditioned us to have that mental encounter in a fear-based situation, which I don't believe is the case. I do believe that there are other sentient beings out there that are involved in this conflict with us and that are actually for us and assisting in this process. But there are also others that benefit and gain from the current power structure that exists, and so that's an active force going against us as well. This is truly an epic battle between good and evil. And Bluebeam, I think, is one of many projects that will be deployed before it's all over because they have to retain power by any means necessary. If they don't, they die. And so as we go through this process, we're going to witness that and other things like it in my estimation. And it's going to be a very fascinating time. The sleepers are in for a very wild ride.
Okay, so if we were, in this position to have, pretty good optics and, tech on the ground and whatever else is going on, this war for mankind, will we have the locations of those beams? Because we have to, obviously, to make this look like it's worldwide, Like, even though, like some will say we're on a globe, some will say we're on a pie dish, some will say whatever. But to make this happen, we have to have these blue beam setups, in certain positions around the globe, obviously, SG, to make this thing all happen at one time, if that was, to happen. So would we have any intelligence on where these things actually are, where they're going to project these blue beams for, if the black hats were to get away with this? Is that a silly question that we can't give, or if it was known, it can't be given away? But, are we on location with what these guys, in the forefront, think they're going to pull?
Unknown as far as that's concerned, but it would almost have to be in metro areas, and it would almost have to emanate from that low Earth orbit or high sky orbit area. And it's entirely possible that we witness a deployment of Bluebeam and an immediate sort of control change with Space Force seizing control of those particular assets. These are really, really good questions that I haven't found a whole lot of actionable research for, probably because to have such information circulating around would jeopardize OPSEC. It's very possible that we see this deployed in metro areas. Typically that is their playbook. They like to, frighten the masses with, mass events that occur usually in cities. We look at the various false flags that have occurred throughout the years. The really big ones have always been in very urban areas. So that's a good possibility. It would certainly have to be from areas that have a very far and wide reach. That's why I think that, like, you know, high altitude airborne capability is a good possibility for the launch of Blue Beam. Different relay points in the technological grid throughout the world, maybe that don't exist out there that I'm not 100% sure of. I think that's a very real possibility. We know that HARP sort of piggybacks off one another around the world in almost like a super highway of transfer and control. And I believe that Bluebeam and other projects like that have a similar functionality and a similar interdependence with one another. As we go through this, I think that we're going to learn a whole lot about where they've hit a lot of things, where they've hit biological weapons, where they've hit nuclear weapons, where they've hit climate weapons, where they've hit technology that, you know, for the good of mankind, it was suppressed. You know, so your question, it's a fantastic question, Guru, but I'm just not 100% sure where they might be. I'm giving my best educated, informed assessment there.
No, and we appreciate that. Look, I've watched all 34 of your clips, SG. I'm not an SG fan, or, you know, look, I am, I suppose, because of your intel, but I mean, look, we all do what we do, you know what I mean? And we all, you know, try and put out the information that we know in our soul is correct, you know, and we know what's going on in the background and things are happening. So what we find is that, you know, this, it's sort of like the finish line just seems to keep moving all the time, but I suppose we've got to expect us in this war, folks, you know what I mean? And we've got to just continue on with what we're doing. But we know a little bit's happening in the South Pacific, and I've got a couple of questions there. I've tried to ask questions, yeah, because as I said, I've listened to all 34 of your podcasts. I know what you've covered and what you haven't covered, and that's why I'm trying to come in from a few different angles, SG, just to be a bit different to the rest, mate, actually. But get back to something basic. What about just Pacific fleet movement? You know, we know Taiwan's already been done, so have you got any information on just what the CCP or the what's left of the CCP or the deep state in China is actually doing in that Pacific Rim up there? Are we in front up there and are we claiming land? Forget Ukraine and Russia and Europe for a little minute. We do follow what's going on. You've given us great updates on there. And anyone who doesn't know, you need to go and listen to SG's updates on what has happened or what's presumably going to happen throughout Europe, Russia, Ukraine. We're all educated on Ukraine. But this Pacific Rim and the Chinese, have you got anything to tell us on that, SG?
Actually, yes. It's my belief right now that the Chinese military, along with the Russian military and the United States Navy, are conducting peripheral but joint, to a degree, exercises in the Pacific Rim to identify deep state submarine assets that are escaping from areas along the rim, not only Taiwan, but some of these hellhole islands that still exist in the South Pacific. You know, this is a sensitive operation point, I believe, right now in the Pacific area because of the balance of power, because of the sensitivity of things, especially as it pertains to Taiwan. People forget that Taiwan has several level 4 biolabs. Ensuring that the contents of whatever are in those labs stays in those labs and not launched upon mankind is a big part of this concern, big part of this discussion. So yes, and to your question, we do have the CCP government, optically conducting the things that they're going to do, you know, doing the things that they're going to do, but we do have Chinese patriots in the armed forces, shored up, I believe, by President Xi, the failed Chinese coup from, a few weeks back, approximately 8 weeks ago. You know, those individuals are plugging right along, if you will. The Russian Navy, very interested in what's going on in the Pacific Rim, especially as it pertains to the Northwest Pacific Rim. The United States Navy obviously has been in the Pacific Rim, the Indo-Pacific region, for a while now. And just recently we had on, I believe it was either an article or a picture, might have been both, of the Chinese Air Force in that area and U.S. military naval airborne assets that appeared to be working side by side with one another. The mainstream media attempted to paint it as a contentious moment, as a time of two great warring powers sort of taking the gloves off with one another, but that's not my understanding of things as it stands right now. My understanding is more of operational coordination that's being given a cover story by the mainstream media. These people are, if I can use the term, and I'm not much on these sorts of things, but these people are absolutely scared out of their minds. They have nowhere left to go. We have sub hunters up literally in every maritime theater. East Coast, West Coast of the United States, the Caribbean, the Atlantic, the South Pacific. I routinely see Poseidons and things like that airborne in the Pacific theater. These are sub hunters. You know, and then we have the Chinese military and the Russian military conducting joint exercises with intentionality to locate enemy submarines, to identify, to do nuke sniffing with one another. So it's my estimation that we're seeing some serious military coordination in the Pacific in preparation for what is to come. It's my belief that the Chinese military, whether it is the CCP to launch the campaign or the Chinese Patriots to launch the campaign, the Chinese military will take over Taiwan. There's a lot of ancestral righting of wrongs that has to occur there. There's a ton of deep state lineage in Taiwan over the last a few decades. And so as we go through this process, we're going to see the Chinese do exactly to Taiwan what Russia is doing to Ukraine right now. It's going to be a very interesting time.
Okay, so that brings me to a question that I hope you can answer for me, because I've never brought it up to anyone. Unless this is a Mandela effect that I've been, you know, quite well updated. I know the last week, you wouldn't know why, but yeah, I have been. So, Stu, but in June 2019, I think, now my memory could be wrong, I may have to mute myself in 2 seconds if this motorbike does a burnout. Steve Bannon and a, looked like chief of the Navy, from the Chinese people, right? They created a new state of China. Now, that was done on water. I saw the YouTube video. I've never been able to find it again. But has there been a new state of China declared sometime around then with, you know, obviously the intent of being nice people in the world? And, you know, we hear a little bit of intel through my sources over here about the Chinese people that are the good people in China. And we sort of know what's going on in the background there. But Has this new state of China actually been put into the back play, and will it emerge, SG? That's a question that I would like to know.
That is a fantastic question, and I'm here to tell you that yes, it has. In a similar fashion for the, to the United States, the Republic of the United States versus the corporate government of the United States returning to the world. The true republic, dynasty of China, if you will, the ancestral ruling parties of China will return to the world. That has occurred. This is just the process to, to take down exactly in their country what we're dealing with in our country, an illusory government, an illusory scaffold that is not the true nature of things. The United States government apparatus, the Republic of the United States, was hijacked and exiled from the earth. We were placed into a corporate government situation. The exact same thing has happened in China, but on a much more dramatic, much more draconian scale. So as we see the CCP fall, as we see the Chinese revolt en masse and revolution sweep through that country, there's already a state infrastructure, a state scaffolding in place to return the rightful power to the families that have always sort of held power in the area of China, in the Chinese nation over the centuries.
Well, that's just clarified some intel information that we had from here. We do have a friend who's actually a Romanov, okay, but we got a couple of people over here we believe, you know, probably work, you know, for different, I'm not going to name the, you know, the people that they probably work with, but they do give us pretty hot on intel. And stuff like that I've been wondering about, and I've been waiting for someone like yourself to actually be able to actually make that comment and, yeah, know that I have been getting information from, you know, those good people in China that are trying to do the same as what we're trying to do in every country, which is rid the evil. You know, everyone in every country is not bad people. You know what I mean? We have good and bad in all, and that's why we're we're in this war and this is where we are. This is what we're facing, and buckle up, baby, because like SC said, it's going to get wild. And it is. So one more question that I'd like to put to you. Last time I think I brought this up when we had Bozy on the show with me, SG, but could you give us any more information on just the Australian political scene, any takedowns that have happened maybe, that you could inform us about, or maybe any more information on Caroline Kennedy? That would be, we are looking to Caroline as being, you know, and I know you gave us good news on her before, that, you know, she's on our side. The Australian military, let's rephrase that question. The Australian military obviously are working, because I know where they are in different parts of the world. Okay. They're out, as you know, we're all in different places, just like, you know, Trump and the Americans have put out their National Guard everywhere. So we know we're all out and about running, but where are we in turning over this military? You know, we have bad generals, and I think I brought this up once with you before, but are we turning those bad generals over, you know, worldwide, SG, at this time? Because some people are seeing not much happening. We're hearing a lot about happening. We can see the decodes. We can see this, but actually in our face, we're going, well, you know what I mean? Is it, isn't it? You know, so where are we in the political spectrum in Australia, if you do know, on, you know, takedowns, turnover, and, you know, this whole thing, you know, being exposed more fully than what it is at this present time?
You know, sort of a difficult question to answer because things are so close to the chest. It's my understanding right now that very recently, within the last few weeks, we have had some identification of traitors within the ranks of not only the Australian military, but other militaries in this alliance. And we've had to deal with those individuals. You know, there are individuals within all of our militaries who are simply deep sleepers. They have done a very good job maintaining their cover until this point. But as the good book tells us, rest assured thy sins will find thee out. And so, as we go through this process, you know, just recently we had an identification of that occur in the Australian military, which caused some rerouting and some redesign of the strategy, which is sort of very characteristic of this entire, excuse me, this process that we've all been on. You know, as we make new discoveries, as we capture more and more of the matrix and the levers of power, as we purge and cleanse our own camps more and more, we're seeing redesign, we're seeing re-implementation, we're seeing re-strategizing that has to occur because we have new conditions that have changed sort of the layout of the land. Regarding takedowns of the governments, I believe that the Australian military is actually poised to do exactly that when called upon to do so. A number of governments in the world, not just in Australia, but in New Zealand and in Central and Western Europe, are actually sort of running in a sort of a dual capacity. We have an illegal government publicly that is operating the public levers of power to some various degree. And then we have lawful governments that have been either exiled or have been placed into provisional control of patriot militaries all around the world in the background. These would be things like national essential functions, national defense, foreign policy, you know, cooperation, things of that nature. So I guess my update would be that the process goes forward. We are identifying those that are for us and those that are against us, and we sort of have to do that before we move on to any of the truly dramatic, truly optically impressive things, because we can't do those if we don't have a clean camp moving forward and if we're not on the same page. It's a very good time. It's a very fascinating time to be alive, I think. But it is a tough time because we're not seeing things move at the pace we would like. And that is sort of characteristic of war. As we go through things like, you know, great conflict and, you know, the period of time where people choose sides, they choose loyalties, they select what their legacy, you know, what they really want their legacy to be. There's always a rubber meeting the road moment, but it just doesn't drive very quickly. But we are underway.